if you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
As only Frankenstein could sing it. We're joined this morning by Atlanta Lyric Theater director Brant Blocker and actors from Atlanta Lyric Theater's production of Young Frankenstein. The actors with us, Googie Ooterhart and Blake Burgess. Welcome to you all, and thank you for coming in.
Hello, glad
thank
to be
you.
Here.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Well, just in time for Halloween. Now, this is a monstrously funny musical. Telling people the pronunciation is Frankenstein is the defense mechanism of Frederick Frankenstein.
That's correct.
Who is a grandson of the famous, dare we say, notorious scientist, the mad scientist creator. And this movie by Mel Brooks, starring Gene Wilder, was so brilliant. It's become not only a cult favorite and included in the 50 greatest comedies of all time, but, you know, and it's Igor. You know, there are people who haven't seen the movie, much less the musical, for whom it's part of a national conversation. It's certainly in our vernacular. Mel Brooks made it into a musical. You're putting it on as a musical. Brant Blocker, director, which is Mel Brooks's role, how does the movie translate into a musical comedy?
Actually translates quite well, and audiences have really taken to it. Mel Brooks is brilliant, whether it be film or stage, proven by the producers, and now, of course, Young Frankenstein, and hopefully the musical of Blazing Saddles, if we're all lucky enough.
That's right.
Please, please.
But it translates very well, so those patrons who are quite familiar with the film will get all that they're hoping for, and then some. We will put the candle back. We will call for Frau Blücher and hear the horses in the distance. So all the things you expect, plus an incredibly upbeat score, makes it just a terrific Halloween treat.
Brilliant score. And I'm wondering for you actors, Blake Burgess and Googie Ooterhart. Googie, you play the role Gene Wilder played. And Blake, you are Peter Boyle.
Yes.
You are the monster.
That's right.
Did you have to blot those guys out of your mind to do the musical role?
Not exactly. You know, it was one of those things when I first booked this role, my fiance had never seen the movie. So, of course, I sat her down and we had to watch it multiple times.
I won't ask if you rolled in the hay.
and so she fell in love with it just the way I did. And, you know, once I pointed out Peter Boyle, you know, she's like, wow, that's such a immense role to play, you know, and even though he doesn't say much, you know, he does it all with his acting, and so you draw on that as an actor, and it really kind of not informs it as in, you know, tells you everything you're going to do, but it gives you a blueprint for really where you want to take that role.
And Googie,
yes.
Gene Wilder had not only this amazing, iconic role on film, but he had a whole lot of input into the creative side of
He wrote the original script for Young Frankenstein. Big shoes to fill there. I'm with Blake. I watched the film a few more times, of course, and had seen it, was familiar with it. But it was a chance to pay homage to the film. So you can't really get rid of him completely. So I think if you know, when you see me, you'll see a little bit of Gene, you'll see a little bit of my own take on it, as well as the gentleman from Broadway. I listened to him a few times, Roger Bart,
who was
pretty fantastic in the role, I have to say. So, you know, I took a little bit from him, a little bit from Gene, and threw my own thing in there. So put in the blender and see what comes out.
Really? Well, in the story, Frederick Frankenstein inherits the castle, the villa in Transylvania of his grandfather, his notorious grandfather. And he goes there with, he's assisted by Igor, Marty Feldman indelibly
right.
created
yes.
that role, and the hump was always on a different side. but he really undergoes a transformation himself.
Absolutely,
when the monster comes alive.
Yes, yes.
And so do you think we're overthinking it to say that it's life-altering for Frederick?
Not at all, not at all. Freddie has spent his entire life trying to push away the past and trying to tell people, no, I am not a Frankenstein, I am a Frankenstein.
A neurosurgeon,
yes.
no less.
yes, into the brain. He's a teacher at the, is it the...
Johns Anthony and Miriam Hopkins School of Medicine.
yes.
Only the best.
Of course.
And yes, so he's tried so hard to separate himself from this legend. And then he finds that he just cannot help but join the family business when he gets, you know, sucked right into it.
So let's hear a little bit of Transylvania Mania.
Nah.
This is a number from Young Frankenstein. I can't help myself. I want to say Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein,
thank you.
The musical. It's the current production. For Atlanta Lyric Theater, you're listening to City Lights on WABE.
The monster's awake. Igor, we have to come up with some sort of diversion and fast before...
No! Forget about the foxtrot. Throw away the waltz. Take away the two-step and all that other schmaltz. For what's been going on? It's a doozy, makes you woozy. It's the new phenomenon. Have you heard about the mania? If not, then let me explain to you. Yes, sir. It's the Transylvania Mania. Whether you're in Ruritania or a dance hall in Albania, yes, sir, it's the Transylvania Mania. Everybody who's been viewing it can't resist its appeal. Everybody's out there doing it.
Indeed. This is irresistible. And that brings me to a question I have for you, because it pained me greatly. Mel Brooks is effectively, for me, a deity. He's right. up there with Mozart and Motown and Mel. Yeah. I have this, you know, M's figure prominently.
Interesting. But
Mel Brooks was so excited about creating this musical. The producers was such a strong, I mean, such a hit, so crazy successful on Broadway. And he was so excited, having written the songs also with his wife, that he was thrilled to take on Young Frankenstein and used the same creative team.
Correct.
Got and very mixed reviews.
Mixed reviews. I think Mel was taken from the process a bit as his wife was passing.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was unfortunate, of course. However, the brilliance of Susan Stroman helped guide the show through.
The director, choreographer.
Correct. Touches of which you will see on our stage. In fact, we are blessed to be presenting the original Broadway costume and set design.
Wow. How did you get that brand?
Permissions through the license holder, and as well as touches of Susan Stroman's staging. So when you see the show, it is a bit of a reference to that original production, which is terrifically staged, and I think works really well in a local setting, a little more intimate setting. Our theater, the beautiful Jenny T. Anderson Theater.
This is in Marietta.
In Marietta, correct, is a 600-seat theater. So you're very close to the wonderful action, the actors, the sets, the costumes, the incredible choreography. It makes a big difference. And also on that recording we just heard, we have to give credit to Shuler Hensley, who played the monster on Broadway.
Homegrown talent.
And is a Cobb County boy himself.
Is he going to be present?
He's actually in Japan right now, working on King of Broadway. So he's doing a show in Japan.
Oh, wow. Right.
But he's a dear friend, and it's nice to be able to throw his name out there as he created such an incredible role.
You know, in some ways, I was reading back on the mixed reviews because I really felt for Mel and future and reputation of Young Frankenstein, although the musical wouldn't tarnish the film in any way.
Right.
But in subsequent reading, the recording had fabulous reviews.
Tremendous reviews.
So sadly, there was something about the staging or the...
That's right.
Direction, production, who knows, that maybe it didn't go down as well on Broadway. But the fact that the music was praised so highly and that the album became a bestseller, it must be liberating for you in a way, because you can put your own imprint on it.
Well, just in fact, today you'll read a glowing review in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution about just our production. So I think that we've helped to resurrect this product as a truly enjoyable hit.
Do you have a favorite moment, a favorite number?
Oh, gosh.
This is the monster speaking.
I believe it's Together Again, which is the first song that that Igor and Frankenstein sing together. And it's such a... just a beautiful meld of those characters, and just really shows, you know, they are together again for the first time. And it's a wonderful number. And with dear friends performing it, it's so, like, you know, because I am the monster, there's quite a bit of time before I actually get onto the stage. And so the rehearsal process was very similar. So I got to watch all of these wonderful actors go through and go through the show. And so I was honored to be able to see two of my best friends, you know, really just kill it every single time they perform that number.
We should add, in addition to his acting talent, Blake Burgess has some serious sports cred.
I played football for Auburn University.
No less.
And we won a national title when I was there in 2010, which was probably one of the best times of my life. But it was a phenomenal time, and I enjoyed every bit of it. But, you know, you can't play football forever, so I'm just as excited to be an actor here, especially with the Atlantic Lyric.
And a big guy, so they didn't have to give him a whole lot of shoulder pads.
That's right. No.
You have a love interest in the play.
Ah, yes, Inga.
Inga, and she tempts you with a fabulous song.
Yes, she does.
Shall we hear a little bit of it?
Sure.
How are we getting to the castle?
A wee strop fair de schlagen wagen suchen fruchen.
What's that?
A hayride! Hey, roll, roll your troubles away. When life is awful, just jump on a stroffle and roll, roll in the hay. Roll, roll, roll in the hay. Roll, roll, do it all day. When spirits are sagging, just jump in a wagon and roll, roll in the hay.
Part of Mel Brooks's lovable, endearing wit is he's kind of dirty old man, and that comes through loud and clear, doesn't it?
Yes. We'll go up and down and up and down and up.
Okay, yes. You know, I have to say that it is just such a delight to have this level of laughter and music, and having you all here has been just pure joy this morning.
Aww. Thank you.
Thank you, Brant Wonderful. Blocker, Blake Burgess, and Googie Utterhart, who are part of the cast and team of Atlanta Lyric Theater's Young Frankenstein. The show opened October 23rd. Thank you very much for correcting me. The show opened on the 23rd, and it's running through November 8th. We're going to go out with one of film's funniest parodies, and fortunately, it's an important part of Young Frankenstein, the musical.
Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits.
Another rat!
Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix with Rockefellers, walk with sticks or umbrellas in their midst.